Welcome to another divine hour of visitation. I believe you'll be enjoying the blessing of the Almighty. Remain blessed in the name of Jesus. Today we are going to look at a word that says love. Love, love, love. Now, what is love? Love is a feeling of strong or constant affection for and dedicated to another. What is love? Love is a word. A feeling of strong or constant affection for and dedicated to another. Now, let's quickly look at some of the things that involve love. Love is care. Love is closeness. Love is attraction. Love is affection. Love is trust. Love is patience. Love is kind. Love does not heavy. If you look at John 3:16, the Bible made us to understand that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to us, to save us from our sin, to rescue us from our sin, to deliver us from our sins, to give us life, and give us to the fullness. Praise the Lord. So love is a strong word, affection. Or constant or feeling you have for someone. Now we are looking at the home and we are talking about love. If you also look at the book of Ephesians 5:25, also say, husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church. You can see that Jesus loved the church so dearly. Who is the church? The church is we. And Jesus is also talking to the husband to love your wife. Dearly, love your wife dearly, love your wife dearly. If you look at 1 Peter 3:7, also says, likewise, you husband, dwell with them according to what knowledge, dwell with your wife with what knowledge. Don't be quick to judge her, a wife. Don't be quick to judge your husband, dwell with them, live with them with knowledge. Without knowledge, there will not be love in the home. For you to have a godly home, there must be one knowledge of Christ, knowledge of Jesus in that home, knowledge of the Holy Spirit in that home. And this three trinity is the one that builds the love in the home. So you must automatically have this three trinity, this three personality that build this, that build your home to make it strong in the name of Jesus. If you don't have it, you can ask Jesus to give it to you. You can ask Jesus to give it to you because Jesus is the only one that can do this. You can ask Jesus to give it to you and your home begins to grow again. When you have love in the home, you don't need to struggle more. You don't need to quarrel. You don't need to fight for one thing or the other because the love you have there automatically covers everything. Now, if there's no love in that home, how can the husband and the wife meet? Where there are disagreements, arguments every day, here and there. How can you people live? How can you people stay together and be happy? Anytime the man is not around, anytime the woman is not around, you bother not to say, okay, oh, you say this man has gone, let him stay there with his trouble. No, a home is not meant to be like that. A home is meant to build, live, or love. You cannot do anything without each other. Love made the couples to pray together, sleep together, bathe together, eat together, play together, go out together, do exercise together, do a lot of things together. When there's love in the home automatically will grow. When there's love in the home automatically will grow. Please, I'm begging you, husband and wife, love yourself. The baby you are waiting for, will come. Stay on love. Create love in your home. There should not be fighting, quarreling in the house. Avoid it totally. It is not allowed to be in your home. If you allow quarreling and fighting into the home, how can you people agree to have baby? So please build on love. Renew your love in the home. Renew your love with your wife, with your husband, so that people can conceive and have these babies. Don't forget that Jesus loves you dearly. So please, I want you to create this word called love in your home. When you have this love in the home, everything automatically begins to grow well. Everything automatically begins to go well. You need it in your home. You can't do without this love in your home. You cannot do without it. You need to get it in your home. You need to create it in all you can. Go to the Trinity to teach you what it takes. And that is the reason why you must give your life to Christ. A home without Christ is a home of war crisis. When there is Christ in the home, you see that the trouble automatically will reduce. But when there is no Christ in that home, there will be crisis. We pray that God will help us to build our love, and Jesus will rule our homes in the name of Jesus. I want to declare into your life that the God that knows in the heart of your body, your system, He will visit you and repair every organs in the name of Jesus. And that which you are looking for will be granted unto you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, I know in the heart of our life, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ebenezer, the Agbadaguru, the mighty God who sits in heaven and the earth is your footstool. Holy Spirit of the living, I want to bless you because we know that you have started performing your miracles in every home in the name of Jesus. I declare that you restore love into those homes in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, restore love in the name of Jesus. Restore love in the name of Jesus. Visit every home with their baby, with their babies in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, take preeminent control in the name of Jesus. Have your way, dear Spirit, for I know that you have answered in the name of Jesus. For more information or contact, you can call this 070-6082-6541. Remain blessed as we meet.